This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, April 24th. Well, a pretty solid day yesterday across the grain space, led again by wheat for the most part. Wheat chopped around at first, but then about mid-session, it started to get some momentum to the upside and carried through into the close. So for wheat, we had KC and Minneapolis both up 11. Chicago was up 13. Corn up 3. Soybeans were up 6. So again, pretty solid performance and led by wheat. So the market is paying a lot more attention to weather and the growing season here in the United States and in the Black Sea. We've talked extensively about the Black Sea issues, that they've been dry for a good 2 months now, and that, you know, at this stage, it's now starting to become more important. You know, coming into this growing season, they had plenty of subsoil moisture. They didn't have a lot of vegetative growth at this point, but now, as you're getting into late April and early May, you're going to see much more growth in the wheat crop and the demands for moisture to be much higher. The high pressure ridge that's been parked over eastern Ukraine and southern and central Russia is still intact, and it looks like the storm systems are still being pushed to the north across, you know, the ridge riding storms. Now, as we get into next week, there is some indication that we might see that high pressure ridge break down and get a little bit more moisture coming into the Black Sea. So we'll just have to see if that actually happens. Here in the U.S., the western central plains have been dry for quite a while as well. We've seen crop condition ratings continue to slide over the last few weeks. This morning, we're seeing a little bit of rain in western Kansas, which was a surprise. That was not in the forecast. So that's kind of keeping a lid on wheat here in the night session. We're down 3 to 5, depending on where you look. But generally speaking, I think this surprise rain clearly is, you know, not a bullish development for the wheat space. It's not a lot of rain. They're not expecting much out of it, you know, at the most just shy of a half inch, but it's something. And the rain gets more intense and more volume as you move east. So the central plains into the eastern plains looks good. We're seeing more rain coming into the western Midwest and through the eastern Midwest, which where they really don't need it. The western Midwest would like to get, those farmers would like to get in the field, but they'll take that moisture because it's been quite dry there as well. In fact, much of the state of Iowa is still in some kind of a drought status. I think a lot of that will be removed with this system moving through. It's a large system with plenty of rain in it, starting about this weekend, and then it moves through the Midwest. And then after that, the longer range forecast suggests that it's going to be, you know, 2-3 days of dry, and then we get another rain system, another 2-3 days of dry, another rain system. So you could see some extended planting delays. It just depends, you know, how much it dries and if producers can get in the field. But it looks like there's plenty of moisture coming our way through the Midwest and much of the Central Plains as well. In South America, you know, not a lot of attention being paid there at this point. We're just about to wrap up harvest of soybeans in Brazil. We're deep into corn and soybean harvest in Argentina. The second season corn crop in Brazil is well underway. Looks like the monsoon has pretty much ended, and you're headed into the month of May, which is an important time phase for the corn crop. But it looks like, you know, we've had quite a bit of moisture coming into that, so it should carry us through. Temperatures are going to stay fairly warm in the 80s and 90s. So there's some lingering concern about the corn crop in Brazil, but by and large, it really dodged a bullet again this year. The monsoon was pretty much intact, and it's ending right on schedule. So we should be able to work our way through the rest of the corn growing season without too much problem. If it turns really hot or if something else happens, then we would refocus down there. But I think generally speaking, that crop is going to make it to the finish line in pretty decent shape. That said, there is some growing concern about Argentina's corn crop. As we get deeper into harvest there, we're seeing more damage from stunt disease. So that's creating some concern and starting to ratchet down production estimates from some of the private guys. One of the main private guys, however, Cordier, he is leaving his production estimates unchanged for Argentina and Brazil for both corn and soybeans. So he has not started to ratchet down any more yet at this point from the stunt disease. And one other thing, it looks like Ukraine's exports so far for this marketing year for them is standing right about 40 million tons, which is almost equal to where they were a year ago. Wheat exports at 15.2 million tons, corn at 22 million tons, barley is at 2.2 million tons. So they're hanging right in there. This new trade corridor that they established, basically just hugging the shorelines, has worked out very well for them. They don't see any need to get back into an agreement with Russia, with the free trade corridor in the broader Black Sea. They're doing just fine how they are. Now, they've withstood some notable damage to important export facilities and especially storage facilities, notably in the Odessa ports. But nevertheless, you know, clearly they're still managing to hang in there and be fairly aggressive exporters. The planting prospects for this year for Ukraine, they do expect that all plantings will be down just simply because, you know, personnel or fuel, all kinds of issues related to the war are just causing a slow regression of planted acres. So moving forward, really, it's all about weather. The Central Plains getting a shot of rain. The far western Central Plains still pretty much on the dry side, but getting at least some light unexpected rains here this morning. The Midwest is getting much needed rain in the west. It is creating some planting delays, but it's still fairly early in that season. So, you know, the market's not too worried about that. It's slowly building in some kind of a weather premium. But again, you know, rain makes grain. The bottom line is you're getting much needed moisture in the western portion. You don't need any more in the east. But there's going to be plenty of moisture available to this crop once it gets in the ground, and at least in the early stages of the growth. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.